Hi, my name's Fiona Lukies, and welcome to the first video in my Relationship Masterclass. Today, I want to talk about a couple of things. Number one, why relationships matter. And number two, some of the big myths there are out there that I think really give relationships a bad rap and make them seem a lot more complicated and difficult than they actually really are. So, first of all, let's just talk about why they matter. You know, if you think about it for a second, there is not an area in your life that does not depend upon the quality of your relationships. Just think about it for a second. There is your work life, right? How you do at work, how you relate to people at work, the kind of relationships you have at work have a huge impact on getting work done, productivity, how you feel when you're there, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. How well the company does. There's your relationships at home, you know, whether you, if you're in a relationship, it'll be your, you know, how well you get along with your partner and things has a big impact on, you know, how enjoyable your evenings are. How well you get along with your children has a big impact on, you know, how you spend your time. If you're not in a relationship, then let's look at the relationship you have with yourself. The most important relationship out there is the one you have with you. If you're someone who spends a lot of time worrying about what other people think, if you're really anxious and you have a lot of concern, or maybe you're someone who withdraws. I mean, I could go on and on. Maybe you're someone who overthinks and your head goes really fast. All of those things impact how you relate to yourself, and how you relate to you has a big impact on how you relate to others, which is why I often say, and I truly do believe, the one you have with yourself is the most important relationship there is. So whether you're in a relationship, you're not in a relationship, whether it's work, whether it's children, where you buy your coffee from, right? The relationship you have with those people. There's the relationship you have with the people at your local shopping center where you buy your groceries from. Just the people that you walk down the street with. How do you interact with the world? We are in constant relationship with the world. That is a fact. Whether we know it or not, we are in a constant relationship with everything around us. And you know, how we show up to that has a really, really big impact on our quality of life in every single area. So relationships absolutely do matter. And you know, I think there's a bit of a I get a bit of a bad rap out there because, you know, we're told that they're hard and they require a lot of work, and that you've got to work on your relationship all the time, and that if you want to work on a relationship, you should work on yourself. And what does that actually look like? Does that mean I've got to have intensive therapy, or I've got to look inside myself, or I've got to go back and revisit a past that maybe I don't want to look at? No, you don't need to do any of that. And no, relationships do not have to be hard. I mean, we have the capacity to make them super, super hard, right? Human beings have that capability. We have that capacity, but it doesn't mean they have to be. They can actually be really simple and really easy. And, you know, when you understand the principles behind relationships, and the principles behind relationships are all exactly the same, they really are. They're exactly the same, no matter if it's work, home, children, family members, friendships, extended family, relatives, no matter who it is. It's your the principles behind relationships are the same. So, you know, once you learn the principles behind relationships, you can take that into each and every relationship in your life. That's the beauty of this, right? It's not like you learn one set of rules for this relationship and one set of rules here and one set of rules there. No, that's really complicated and really hard and completely unnecessary. So, you know, I'm really determined to change the way we approach relationships. I think that it matters so much. And you know, here's a diagram that I've now I want to preface this with the fact that I'm not a great drawer. Okay, I'm really not. I don't care that I'm not a great drawer, by the way. It doesn't bother me, but I'm really not. But just want to let you know in case you're expecting some sort of masterpiece here. But I was sitting here and I was thinking about how, you know, the power of relationships can impact and change the entire world, right? And it does start with you. So if you look here, there's you in the middle, or I've written me, right? I probably should have written you there, right? You or me. That's you right there. Now, how you relate to you will have a very big impact on how you relate to others, okay? How you relate to you will have a big big impact on how you relate to others. Now, how you relate to others will have a big impact on your family, right? So the way you show up to you impacts how you show up to the people around you, which impacts how you show up to your family, right? Very big impact. Now, it's families that create communities, okay? Families create community. Community creates culture. Culture creates nations or countries. And nations or countries are what create the world. That's what it's made of. Now, if you think about it, all of these things come back down here on you. How do you relate to the world? How relatable are you? How do you show up? Now, you'll notice that I'm going to ask you these questions a lot because the power of relationship does rest with you. But not, I don't want you to hear this as some big, heavy, horrible thing that's going to be really hard and difficult. No, it's not. It's the simplest, easiest thing in the world. It really is. And I'm going to show you this through this relationship masterclass. I really am. Through these videos that I've recorded for you. I want to break down some of the myths out there and I want to show you how much it matters. You know, in my opinion, we cannot afford to be bad at relationships. There's too much at stake. There's communities, families, cultures, countries, the world. It's relationships are everything, right? And being good at them is something that we need to value. It's something that needs to be at the top of the list in many, many ways. You know, obviously our health is important as well, and I'm a really big believer in that too. But and I do a lot to make sure that I'm healthy. But of course, how am I in relationship with my health? Again, it all comes back to what you're in relationship with and how you show up to it. So I will show you how easy it is. We're going to look at what the principles are behind all relationships. And once you see that, then it becomes easy, really, really easy. So first of all, let's talk about some of these myths for a second, okay? That I think overcomplicate things and really get in the way of people exploring their own capabilities within relationships to see what capacity they have, you know, to really develop great skills in that area. And developing great skills in relationships can be really easy and really simple because relationships are simple. Yes, we can overcomplicate them, but they don't need to be complicated. So here's some of the myths that I hear all the time, you know, that we have to share the same values to have a great relationship. No, you don't. You don't need to share the same values. You can have a great relationship even if you don't share them, believe it or not. We have to have a lot in common. No, you don't need to have a lot in common. I know plenty of people in great relationships who have come from very, very different walks of life. I mean, my parents are a great example of that. My mother's an artist. My dad was an accountant all his life. They had very little in common, but the one thing my parents knew how to do is they knew how to have fun with each other, right? They knew how to have fun with each other. You don't need to be compatible, right? You don't. It doesn't matter if you have differences. Not everything, you do not have to agree on everything. That's not necessary to have a great relationship. Not necessary. You don't have to agree on everything. It's okay not to agree. And you can still be in a good feeling with each other about it. Believe me, I know. Okay? Compatibility is not entirely necessary, right? It's really not. You know, what's required to be great at relationships is a very strong ability to get over yourself, an ability to get past your own thinking, to be less rigid with your beliefs and your own thinking, to be more expansive and open. Now, this is something that any and every human being has the capacity for, and we have the capacity for it because it's hardwired in. I'll talk about that in a moment. But the other thing that I want to acknowledge is being great at relationships is not necessarily about understanding your differences, right? It's just not. You can have a lot of things that you do not have in common or that you do not have a lot of sameness around, and you can still have a great relationship. You really can. It's not necessary for you to agree on things. Now, the other thing as well is you don't solve your problems by analyzing and examining each and every one. You really don't. All that happens when you do that is you just don't feel good. And when human beings don't feel good, they just don't do so well in relationships, right? They really don't. We don't do so well in relationships when we don't feel good. I'm going to talk about that a lot more in video 2, okay? And that's really important, so keep an eye out for that. But, you know, there are so many myths out there that I think really get in the way. You know, the differences between men and women, masculine and feminine energy. You know, that used to be something that I used to be an expert in and I'd talk about a lot. I don't even bring it up anymore. That's how irrelevant it is to the principles behind great relationships. You can go there if you want, but you're just bringing an extra level of complication into something that just doesn't need to be there. Right? I want to point towards universal truths, things that are true for each and every human being. Because when we look at universal truths, everybody sees what's possible for them, that they have the capacity for this, and that, you know, there's no shame. And I really want to address this as well. There is no shame in admitting that you need some help in being better at relationships. Now, Australia, I'm Australian, and we tend to see not being great at relationships or a relationship not working out as a sign of failure or a sign of weakness and getting help around that. And that is just a complete and utter myth, really. If you think about it, we get help with our finances. We hire a personal trainer to help us with exercise. We will go to a mechanic if our car's broken down. We go to the hairdressers to get our hair done. There are now personal shoppers that help us with our clothing. You can get someone to help you know what healthy food looks like. Why on earth would you not want to go and see someone who can help you with your relationship skills or can help you turn a relationship around? Like, it doesn't make sense to me why we have this misunderstanding that there's some sort of weakness or failure in that. Now, I know that getting help in relationships is definitely more accepted in the US. I've got clients in the US who are open to it. And I have plenty of clients here in Australia too, don't get me wrong. But I do know there is this kind of general kind of platform that people have, in not everybody, of course, but some people, that it's some sort of sign of weakness. And I can believe you, it's not. We weren't given an instruction manual. And, you know, it's only when you have a deeper understanding of something that you just naturally show up to it differently. And that's what I do with people. I teach people the principles behind relationships, and then people just organically change. They organically show up to them differently. And like I said before, the principles behind all relationships are exactly the same. One of the reasons why the principles behind relationships are the same, and one of the reasons why relationships matter so much, is because we are hardwired to do relationships well. We're hardwired to love. We were born knowing what love looks like. Love is something that's hardwired, pre-built in. We are already born knowing that. And you only need to look at a newborn baby or a small child and you see that. They're hardwired for love. They're hardwired for joy. They're hardwired for connection. Nobody's taught them those things. They are born innately knowing this. And so are you. It's just that we've forgotten this information. We've long forgotten it, right? And, you know, it's easy to remember it again. It really, really is. It's just a matter of looking in the right direction. We often look in a direction that's not helpful for us, but it's just a matter of looking in the right direction. And you start to remember it again, and you start to realize that this is true for you, true for the people in your life, true for everybody. It's one of the great truths of all human beings. We are hardwired for love. We're hardwired for clarity, for wisdom, for compassion, for understanding. It's who we are. And when we're living our life from that place, it feels amazing. It feels great because we're not going against the force of nature, right? When you're reactionary, when you're judgmental, when you're upset, when you're critical, you're going against the very forces of nature, which is why it feels so awful. Now, what happens when you've been doing that for a long time is you start to normalize those things. You start to normalize those feelings. And after a while, you don't even notice that that's where you spend a lot of your time. And unfortunately, when we spend a lot of time there, we just don't do so well in the relationship space. We really, really don't. They become harder, they become complicated, and that just starts to show up everywhere, not just at home, but at work, with friends, family, children. It's unavoidable. But it's easy to turn around. So yeah, you're hardwired for relationships. You already know this stuff. And I'm going to point you in a direction where you're going to start to see that more often, more and more and more. Consider this a waking up rather than a learning. It's just a waking up and a remembering of something that you used to already know. So the good news about that, and I think this is wonderful news, is it doesn't matter what's happened in your past. It doesn't matter what's happened last week, last year. It doesn't matter if you're sitting there going, but Fiona, I was brought up in a family where I wasn't shown love. It doesn't matter. You were born already knowing it. And all I will do is point you in a direction where you start to see that for yourself, right? And then all of it starts to fall away. Yes, we developed conditioned thinking from our childhood. Yes, we do. But here's something to remember. Conditioned thinking is not who you are. And conditioned thinking is not as important as you think it is. Conditioned thinking is something that starts to just fall off when you don't give it life anymore, when it's not required, when you see that it's optional. It really is. So, you know, when you start to have a different relationship to thought, to your own thinking, and I talk about this a lot more in my online program, Relatable. I talk about that a lot more, right? If you want to know more about Relatable, feel free to register for the waiting list for that. When I open it up again, I only open it up a few times a year because I'm live in that program and I need to be there to answer questions and to help guide you in the direction where you start to see this for yourself. But anyway, I digress. We are hardwired for love. It's our natural state. And the more you see that, the easier and simpler relationships become. The easier it is for you to get over something. The easier it is for you to have a clean slate and for you to see something or someone with fresh eyes. Now, this is incredibly important and not something that we're really taught or shown how to make happen and how easy it actually is. But anyone can see anyone with fresh eyes. That's a capacity we have, including yourself. Right, including yourself, including your own thinking, including the way you relate to the world. Anyone and everyone has the capacity to see that with completely, totally, and utterly fresh eyes. And I think that is the coolest thing in the world. So, to recap, you do not need to be compatible. You do not need to have everything in common. You do not even need to share the same values. You do not need to understand masculine and feminine energy. You don't need to have date nights every week if that's a difficult thing. You don't need to do any of those things. But you do need to have an understanding of the way human beings work. And you do need to have an understanding of the principles behind relationships. And the principles behind relationships are exactly the same. Okay, now there's no area in your life where relationships don't matter. And I showed you that diagram before. There's your relationship with you, the people around you, and how though they show up determines things like family. Family determines community. Community determines culture. Culture determines nations. Nations and countries are what determine the health of the world. So yes, one person can make a difference, and the ripple effects of what you will learn will go far beyond anything you can ever possibly imagine. And that's why this work is such a wonderful, beautiful, extraordinary thing, and something that I am so deeply passionate about. So thanks for watching my first video in my Relationship Masterclass. Keep an eye out for video 2, where I'm going to be talking about the power of a good feeling, why that matters, what it looks like, and how impactful that is in each and every relationship in your life. If you'd like to know more about my online program, Relatable, feel free to register your interest below and put your name down on the wait list to find out when the next opening is and to get more information. Thanks so much for watching. Bye.